All right, this is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 985. This is addressed on the 13th day of Nisan. It's just amazing how many letters the Rebbe wrote in those days. You know, I'm just getting a sense of it, that the Rebbe would dedicate certain days that he would be writing letters. Some days we don't have any letters at all, and some day we have an enormous amount of letters that the Rebbe wrote. So it seems like he would set up days that he would respond in those days, and then he write in the other days he did other things. Well, I'm not exactly sure how that worked, but the I think it was more has to do with the Rebbe's time, the way he set himself up. But talk about the Rebbe's hand rest. They once asked the Rebbe. The Rebbe would stand for many, many hours, and he would distribute dollars or honey cake, but dollars was the last thing. So every Sunday, the Rebbe would stand for maybe 4 or 5 hours, and he would give everybody a dollar. And you know, the Rebbe wasn't a young man anymore; he was in his late 80s, mid 80s, the late 80s, and he would stand for a full day. Somebody once asked him, "Rebbe, aren't you tired?" You know, just making that motion with the hand, you know, I mean, to keep on giving to people and talking to them and everything else. And the Rebbe brought a parable, an example, but the Rebbe basically said, he says, when you're counting diamonds, you don't get tired, you know, when you're counting something precious. So to the Rebbe, every person was so precious that he didn't tire out. A matter of fact, I remember, the Rebbe suffered a heart attack, and this was during Tavshin Lamed Ches. You know, the Rebbe had a medical condition, a medical incident during Hakafot on Simchat Torah and Shmini Atzeret, actually at night. So after that, they requested. So the Rebbe's health got back very quickly, but he wasn't. Physically, it looked like he was in great danger at the time, but he made a full and a stronger comeback, at that time. But the people thought that they shouldn't burden the Rebbe so much. So when the Rebbe would give out, distribute like dollars or something else, so there was a notion that people shouldn't go and stand in line just to give the Rebbe a break. So physically, he doesn't have to stand so many hours. And the Rebbe got wind of it, sort of. He saw that people were telling other people not to go, and the Rebbe was very upset with that. He says, no, there were plenty coming still, but the Rebbe says, this doesn't take away from my health, it actually adds to my health. I mean, this is good, this is what I live. We know a tzaddik's life is not really a physical life. He lives, as it's brought down in the verses, he lives with emunah, he lives with Hashem, so he has a spiritual life, so these things don't take away. But in any event, you asked the question, his hand getting tired, or said that I don't think that that's exactly what took place over here. I think it's more when he freed himself up to certain tasks. So in any event, so the Rebbe was writing him, saying peace and blessing, and this was sort of a letter that the Rebbe wrote to several various different people, not to one person. And the Rebbe said to him that as the festival of Pesach is about to come, the Rebbe says, I'm going to wish you that you should celebrate the festival with a kosher and with joy, with all of your family may to live, and may you merit to influence all your environment so that you should all elevate in holiness in the pathway which leads us to base scale to the house of Hashem, especially during the festival of Pesach, which was the beginning of the conversion of our people. We basically, before the Matan Torah, before the Torah was given, we were like the Gentiles, we were like the nations of the world, because we did not have yet the Torah, we weren't converts. But it all started on Pesach, when we started to train. That was the beginning of the conversion of our people. And every year and year, when the festival, the time of the years come around, those matters that are took place many years ago, and that times are once again, it's aroused. So on the festival of Pesach, which is the time of our redemption, And redemption means not only from the physical redemption, but also redemption from our inclination. Sometimes people think that redemption means to do whatever you want, freedom to do as you wish. But that's not really freedom. Freedom means that you are not restricted or you're not dictated by your own evil inclination. If you have urges or you have desires and you have certain things that you can't control yourself, that means that you're under the influence. You're under the influence of something within you or with outside you or other things, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or things like that, and they don't allow you, or from yourself, your own inclination, your own disposition. So that's not freedom. So when we talk about freedom, it also has the broader sense, not only that you don't have to sit and work, but you can actually do what you want to do, and you can, that if you want to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs, so you can do it, then you're not restricted by saying, oh, you know what, I can't do that. So then you are actually limited in the other way. So that means freedom from the Yetzer Hara. So what is the lesson, the message of today, of the day, of Pesach, is to add strength and effort in these matters. And that's why the matzah is called the food of healing in the Zohar. And it also strengthens the emunah, as brought down over there, in Rebbe references over there. The Rebbe adds the kuntres, the mimer for Pesach, which certainly will interest you, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe says that, I wanted to just point out, this that I quoted in my introduction, as far as when you eat matzah in the days of Pesach, so we're saying that the body is being sustained, is being nurtured, nourished from a food which strengthens emunah and godliness. So basically it means that you're eating a food which strengthens godliness, according to the Zohar, eating the matzah, but it's not somehow a spiritual, but you're physically eating it. I mean, your body is actually taking in that the energy that comes from and the food becomes part of you. So you're actually eating sort of a food, a godly food. It's like eating the manna or something like that, you know, eating something godly, and the body is actually being sustained. And the Rebbe also brings down, points out, that the Korban Pesach, they bring the sacrifice, is distinguished from the other korbanos, that its main thing was, it came to for eating. It's not meant to sacrifice and you get a part of it, but to begin with, it's brought so that we should partake in the Korban Pesach at the feast, at the night of Pesach. And which means that the owners eat it, not the Mizbech and the Kohanim, but the owners eat it. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing for a happy and a kosher holiday.